Begin the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shgagos and the laws of when the person commits a sin by mistake, regarding his liability of karbanos, in the sefer of karbanos, which is regarding that of a person's private sacrifices. In this parak, the Rambam discusses regarding the liability of a chatas as it applies to when the person commits many sins. As Rambam begins halacha alf regarding many different types of sins that would obligate a person to have many different chatois. Someone commits many sins in one lapse of awareness. So, even though it's one lapse of awareness, ultimately these are all individual sins, creating a liability for a separate karma chatas, each one. And even if he commits the 43 cases of categories that we discussed in Perakav Alacha Dalam, which are all the different types that one would be chayv chatas for. He does it behel mecha, one lapse of awareness. Chayv arba mishalosh chatas, he'll be liable for 43 carbon chatas. Each one is a separate sin. And mechein asa maisa echad. So he does one action. Shu chayv alav mishum shem b'shaber, that there's many different titles of sins that he did in that one action. Chayv akol shem b'shem. He'll be liable for every single title of that avera, a separate carbon chatas. V'hu, but qualified, it has either shahayi hisrum kulam boim ka'achas, either that the prohibitions all took effect at the same moment, because what we have to encounter is the problem was called ena sechal lissa. As Ram says in Perigizam Hilchas Rabbi Allah Chaz, if something is already forbidden, another prohibition cannot take effect in it. Only if it happens, it takes effect at the same time, so they're all there and neither one is taking effect post. Ayesa maisif, or you have what's called an additional isser, ayesa kail, or an inclusive isser, meaning someone eats forbidden fats in Mikipurim. Since the prohibition of Mikipurim takes effect on even other permitted things, it also takes effect on the forbidden fats. In contrast, Isser Maisav is that there's another prohibition that takes effect on this thing itself. And for example, let's say we say that a woman who's a divorcee is forbidden to a Kohen Hedyot, so therefore she's going to be forbidden also to the Kohen Gadol, even though that without that she would be forbidden anyway, because since it's taking effect on something else, so it's also going to take effect on this. So, as the Rambam is going to explain, different examples, first starting off with two examples for what's the halacha of boin ka'achas, that they're taking effect at the same time. Oh, so even though it's one action, one will be liable more than one karmachatas. Ketzer haso. So ha'sheichet behem is kadoshim. Someone slaughters an animal of kadoshim, chutz lazar, out of the courtyard, b'shabbos on Shabbos, l'avodazar for idolatry. So chayv shalosh chatais. It's liable for three sin offerings with this one action. Because the prohibition of slaughtering a carbon out of the Azara, which you're not allowed to slaughter a non-carbon on Shabbos, and it's not a carbon, for worshipping idolatry. Because these three prohibitions took effect at the same moment, because all these prohibitions are not on the objects, on the person, and he's forbidden on all of them at the same time, which is at the time of the Shechita. Now, the Men V'mum, when we say this, is only be'omer if he says be'gemar zvichu ho'ebereisa, that he only wants to worship it at the end of the slaughtering. But if he didn't intentionally want the worshipping only to happen at the end, so then actually mishishochet b'ma'at, l'shem ha'bedezar, from the moment he starts slaughtering a little bit for the purpose of idolatry, te'asa, it's already going to be forbidden, and therefore ve'en ha'chayim mishem shchut echot, and you're not liable for slaughtering a carbon out of the azara at sheishchet shnayim or evshnayim, until you do the slaughtering, which is only qualified when you do the two pipes of the food in the windpipe and the animal, or at least the majority of the two of them. So when Nimza comes out, when he ultimately did finish the slaughtering, which is when there's a liability of shechita b'chutz, shachat behema hasur l'karbon, you're already slaughtering an animal that's forbidden to be a carbon, because it's already was forbidden as a avodah zarah. Where she'ina chayv olam, Hashem shechita b'chutz, therefore one would not be liable for slaughtering it out of the azara. K'moy should be anu, like we explained in Perek Yechaz, Mechaz, Ma'aseh Gabon, Salach above and on, where you're not chayv for shechita b'chutz, only that which would be fit to be brought as a carbon inside on the mizbech, which is not the case, it was already forbidden as avodah zarah. Now, Haisa, if let's say this case, when you're slaughtering out of the Azara on Shabbos HaVodah Zarah, was not an animal, but rather Chatas Oif, was a bird Chatas, which a bird actually becomes permitted when you slaughter the majority of only one of the pipes. And V'hayah Chatzi Kanash L'Pogam, half of that pipe was already cut. So it wasn't a treva because only half, but all it takes to get the majority of that pipe cut, and it's already considered as a Shechita. So what he did was v'hoisa by kol shu b'Shabbos l'shem avodah zarah. He added on just a little bit of cutting of that pipe on Shabbos for the purpose of avodah zarah. Oh, so chayv shalosh chatas, he's liable for three sin offerings. Shari shleisha is yisurim b'mkechas, because the three sins happen at the same time, where he's doing the shechita b'chutz, he's doing a melech on Shabbos, and he's worshiping avodah zarah. And that's even with a little bit, because that's that little bit in contrast to the case of the animal that's creating the shechit over here. And v'chein ha'isa malacha b'yom kippurim shechalis b'shabbos. So if someone does a forbidden work on Yom Kippur, which is also on Shabbos, chayv shtei chatois, milayv afetu chatois, meishas shnei yusurim, b'mkechis, because the two prohibitions of Shabbos and Yom Kippur took effect at the same time of sundown, and it's the same prohibition at the same time, hence he would be liable for both. Now the Rambam moves on to the next category of examples of, again, prohibitions that happen at the same time, and also that of Issa Maisav, where there's an added Issa. Habal Ishas Ochav Hakayim. If someone is intimate with his living brother's, that's Hakayim, his living brother's wife, where one would have only the extra Issa of Ishas Ish, only if his brother's alive, in contrast to Ishas Ochav. And it's also Kishin Idu. So his sister-in-law is also menstruating at that time. So maybe Shosh Chatois. He'll have to bring three sin offerings. Why? Mishum Eishas is, because she's a married woman. Mishum Eishas Ach is his brother's wife. And Vehem Shnei Yisrim Abba Mekeachas, those two prohibitions happen at the same time, the moment his brother gets engaged to this woman, she's a married woman, and she's also his brother's wife. Mishum Nida, and the one for menstruating is true, Isra Maisiv, is because it's an added Isra, because when she becomes a Nida, she's forbidden to additional people, which is besides this man who's her brother-in-law, also to because this Isser is adding on that it also makes her forbidden to her husband, so that Isser, although it's already forbidden, she's forbidden to her brother-in-law anyway, but once it's including other things, it also makes her forbidden to her brother-in-law. And Mechen Ke'etz, anything similar to that, would also make one liable for more than one Chatas, where you have Boin Ke'echer and you have Isser Meis. So to let's Habal Oviv. Someone is intimate with his father. Chayr Shtayim is liable for two. One, because like the person in the Yikra, one's not allowed to reveal the nakedness of his father, which prohibits him from being intimate with his father. Also because the Torah says one should not engage in homosexuality. Where, again, these two prohibitions are the same thing at the same time with this man who is his father. So to someone is intimate with his uncle, his father's brother. Chayesh time, there's two liabilities. Shemek says in the pasuk, "Ever sachia vichalei segali." One should not reveal the nakedness of his father's brother, and again, he's also a zachar. Now the Rambam gives examples regarding two actions. Here he doesn't give examples of Isser Kail, but he gives two actions with one prohibition. In contrast, before we said one prohibition, one action with two prohibitions. Now we're saying two actions and one prohibition. So habal a zachar. If someone sodomizes a male and a male sodomizes him, and this is done in one lapse of awareness, so because of another lapse of awareness, that's a separate liability. But one lapse of awareness, where he was not aware in that interim, although it's two bodies, in other words, we're talking about where that same male that he sodomized then sodomizes him. And because if it was two different individuals, would be two liabilities. But so although it's two bodies, meaning of two different actions, in the chayv al-chatas achas, it's only one liability of a chatas. Number it says in the pasuk that zachor le'sishkab, don't lay with a male, which ashrecha v'anishka b'shem echad, where it's including the one who's laying and the one who's being laid with into one title, and hence it's considered as one iser, even though it's two different actions. And mechina bal behema behavi behema love behelamechel. So if let's say someone sodomize an animal or has the animal sodomize him in one lapse of awareness, in the chayv lechatas achas only liable for one chatas, because asa sheicha v'nishka behema uzachar, they made the one who is laying or being laid with by an animal and by male to be lechas like one act of cohabitation, therefore a chiv for only one chatas. Now the halacha beis, the Rambam continues regarding one act of intimacy with eight karbanas chatas, in a very complex case, to describe how that's possible. So Rambam explains, he says, Yesh boil b'ilachas. Someone could do one act of cohabitation, and they could be liable for eight sin offerings because of eight different titles of prohibitions that he's committing. So he starts off. Yaakov, and he'll use as somewhat of a model that of the biblical figures. So you have Yaakov, who's the husband of Rachel, who she's the daughter of Lavan. Shahis le'bas mezilpo. And this Yaakov had a daughter from Zilpah, who is his second wife, who is not the daughter of Lavan. Ushma Timna. And he has a daughter from this wife, and that daughter's name is Timna. Now, Nasa Lavan, who is the father-in-law of Yaakov, goes and marries Timna, who is permitted to him because Zilpah is not related to him. V'hayli b'menabas. And this Lavan has from this Timna a daughter, Ushma Serach. And that daughter's name is Serach. Now, V'ein Lavan Bas, and Lavan doesn't have any other daughter, besides the Sarah who we're discussing, Ela Rachel Abad, only this wife of Yaakov who is Rachel. So Nimtzes, it comes out, Sarah, Bas Bas Yaakov, we have the Sarah who's the granddaughter of Yaakov, because she's the daughter of Timna, who Lavan married, who Timna was the daughter of Yaakov, from Zilpah, and Sarah is his daughter's daughter. And it's also Vachis Ishtoi Meovia. It's also his wife's paternal sister, because they share the same father. It's his wife, Rachel, who she's a daughter of Lavan, and this Sarah is also the daughter of Lavan. So this is Yaakov's his wife's paternal sister. Now, Hemishne Yisur Mabam Kechad. So those are two prohibitions happening at the same moment, because the moment that Sarah is born, these two prohibitions take effect in Yaakov at the same time, where at that same moment, she becomes Achis Ishtai, his wife's sister, and also becomes his granddaughter. Now, this is Sarah LeRuven. If this granddaughter Sarah marries Reuven, who's Yaakov's son, who is his niece, it's Reuven's it's his sister's daughter, which is permitted to him. Vinesra, and she becomes forbidden now with this marriage to Reuven, al shar b'nei Yaakov, to the other sons of Yaakov, because they're Eshes Achim, they're their brothers, she's their brother's wife. So Naisiv ba, this is what's called Issel Maisiv, Naisiv ba Issel Yaakov. So now there increases the prohibition on the Serach to Yaakov. And meaning because of Harei Kalasa, meaning because she's forbidden to the sons of Yaakov. So she also becomes forbidden to Yaakov himself because of Issa Maisiv. So which Isra is being increased now? It's not his Eshes Achim, but it's the prohibition of her being his daughter-in-law, which is happening through this marriage. Now, Mes Reuven, let's say Reuven dies, or Gerish, or he divorces this Serach. Then this is Serach Zu, and then this Serach goes and gets married, Lachi Yaakov Mi'imoi, to Yaakov's maternal brother, which means this brother, they share the same mother. Now, Mitech Shenes Al Sharech Yaakov, since now the other brothers of Yaakov that are from the same family of, let's say, his mother's side, they become forbidden to the Serach when the Serach marries Yaakov's maternal brother because of Eshes Ach, so Noisav Yaakov. So now that's called Issur Maisav, since it's taking effect on others, it's also going to take effect on him of Issur Eshes Achiv, which Issur is the Issur of his brother's wife, which Issur will be Chala Nisav Issur Maisav. Now, Mesa Gerish, if let's say that current husband, the second husband, who's the brother of Yaakov, dies or divorces her, and then a third husband, but this is Serach Zuli Shmuel. And then the Serach goes and marries Yishmael, who is the uncle of Yaakov, because it's the brother of his father Yitzchak. So Mitech Shenesal Sharach Yishmael, since she becomes forbidden on the other brothers of Yishmael, with the Isser of Eshes Ach. So Nesav LeYaakov but Isser, so it increases also to make Yaakov forbidden in her, with the Isser of Eshes Achi Aviv, which is the prohibition of, it's his father's brother's wife, which is also Nerva. Let's say Mes Yishmael. Let's say now Yishmael, her third husband, dies. And she falls for the mitzvah of Yibum in front of Yitzchak, who is the father of Yaakov, where biblically there's an obligation of Yitzchak to do Yibum. It's only rabbinically it's forbidden to do Yibum to the daughter of his granddaughter, where that's a rabbinic prohibition. But let's say of Yitzchak, and now she gets her fourth husband. Yitzchak violates the Yibum, it does Yibum to the Serach, as we said, although it's rabbinically forbidden to him, but Kedushin does take effect in the rabbinic prohibition. So Mitech Shenes Al Sha'echav, since she, the Serach, becomes forbidden to the other brothers of Yaakov, his paternal brothers, because it's Eshes Av, it's their father's wife, Nesu B'Issa LeYaakov. So again, this also adds on the Issa to Yaakov too, Mishum Eshes Aviv. First of all, because it's his father's wife, Mishum Eshes Ish, and also that now she's married to her fourth husband, she's a married woman. Shashnei Yisrim Boim Kechas, these two prohibitions happen at the same time. So regarding this case, if Yaakov by mistake goes uba aserach zu, and he's intimate with the serach kishhi nida, when she's menstruating, which since she becomes forbidden to her husband Yitzchak as a nida, so she also becomes forbidden to Yaakov as we mentioned. So if he is intimate with her b'chai Yitzchak bala, when her husband Yitzchak is still alive, so then there'll still be the Issa Eshes Ish, u b'chai Rachel Eshes Yaakov, and in the life of when Rachel, his wife, who's the wife of Yaakov, is also still alive, who she's the sister of Sarah, because if she was dead, there's no Isra Achay Sishtai, then that is a chayv al shemen chatois. This case would be the liability of eight chatois. Why? As the Rambam explains, all these eight arise. You have Mishum Bas Bita. So first of all, this is his daughter's daughter. It's his granddaughter, because Sarah is the daughter of Timna, who is the daughter of Yaakov. Mishum Achayis Ishtai. It's also his wife's sister, because she's the daughter of Lavan, which makes her the sister of Rachel, who is the wife of Yaakov. Mishum Kalasai. It's also forbidden because it's his daughter-in-law, because she was the wife, her first husband, of his son Reuven, who is still forbidden on him even after his son dies or divorces her. Mishum Eishes Achiv. She's also forbidden because it was his brother's wife, because she had been married, her second husband was, to his maternal brother. And Mishum Eishes Achi Aviv. She's also forbidden because of the wife of his father's brother, because her third husband was to Yishmael. Mishum Eishes Aviv, because her fourth husband was his father Yitzchak, which is his father's wife. Mishum Eishes Ish, and she's also married to him right now as a married woman. And Mishum Nida, and she's also menstruating. So therefore, this eight chatois for this one act of Bia, anything similar to this would have, again, as many chatois as necessary. Now, halacha gimel. Now, this that we said, this concept, that you could add on a prohibition in the erva, in the forbidden relationship, with this issa meisav concept, because if it takes effect on others, it's also going to take effect on him, even though she's really forbidden. But it has to be that those people are existent in the world, that it should be forbidden on them. And since it's taking effect on them, the prohibition, it could add on another iser to this individual. That's not a theoretical concept. It has to be that they're there. If they're not around, we don't say, oh, if they would have been for this person, would have had sons or brothers, then it would have been forbidden on them. So there would be another iser, so there should be a prohibition for this elder one. No. Because there is no son now, there's no brother right now. Only if there is such a mitzvah, such a reality that is taking effect, then Issa Meisav would say they would take effect on this pre-existing prohibited individual also. Halacha Dalet continues regarding when we have explicit psukim showing that there is a liability for a general sin, or actually to separate them. Meaning, are we joining them or separating them? So Mishal Yinaseh Shalosh Nashim. Someone's married to three wives. Uval Imashal Achizman. And he was intimate with the mother of one of those wives. She aim ima shel shnei, which is the mother's mother of the second wife. She aim avia shel shlishis, which is actually the father's mother of the third wife. How's that possible? So, for example, let's say he marries Leah, and then he marries the daughter of Rachel, who is the sister of Leah, and also the granddaughter, which is the daughter of the son of Lavan, who is the brother of Rachel and Leah. And then, by mistake, he's intimate with the wife of Lavan, after Lavan died, which is the mother of Leah and Rachel and their brother. So again, it's going to be the mother of one, and it's going to be the grandmother of two of them. One is Aim Ima and one is Aim Avia. So Avbishas Kenazu, although this elderly woman, he chamaisa, is his mother-in-law, ve'im chamaisa, and his mother-in-law's mother, ve'im chamaven, is his father-in-law's mother. Ushloish Hashem, and these are three different prohibitions in the Torah. Ve'isa bas achasi, moreover, the prohibition is taking effect at the same time, which is like, for example, let's say he engaged these three women at the same time through a shliach. So they're all taking effect at the same time. In this case, only reliable for one sin offering. Why? Because of Xeris HaKasab. Levishanema Beisha Obita. Because when it talks about in the Torah regarding the prohibition of marrying a woman and her daughter, Uvas Beno Uvas Bita, and her son's daughter and her daughter's daughter, which is the cases that we're talking about over here, it says in the Torah, Sharehena Zimahi. These are relatives. This is something that's immoral. But HaKasab Asa Shlesha Gufin Kuguf Echa. The Torah is making these three bodies like they're one body. In other words, it starts off mentioning three different women, but it ends off in the singular Zimahi. She is Zima. To illustrate that sometimes, for these three, one will only be liable one chatas. Therefore, we can consider these three titles as if they're one, and therefore only have one for this sin. Now, halacha hey, aval, but the other way around, habal achayse. Someone is intimate with his sister, sheachayse aviv, which is also his father's sister, veachayse imen, it's also his mother's sister, Chayav Shalosh Chatayis, he'll be liable for three sin offerings for this one act of intimacy with his sister. Kishnemet says in the Torah, Ervas Achayse Gila, he has revealed the nakedness of his sister, which Chayav Alachayse Befnei Atzma, that creates a liability independently for her being his sister. Even though it's already that it's his mother's sister and that it's his father's sister. Now the reason for this is because the idea of Ervas Achayse Gila is doubled in the Pasuk. Why is it repetitive? To illustrate that to be liable for every single title. Now, V'hechtiz, as Rami explains, how do you even have this case? It's Kigen Shabal Imai. An individual is intimate with his mother. V'hoylim menosh tebanis. Now, from the intimacy with his mother, he has two daughters. And then, uvol achas mebenaisim. Then he cohabits with one of his daughters, which he had from his mother. V'hoylim menosh ben. And he gives birth to a son from that daughter, which he had from his mother. When this illegitimate son goes and is intimate alabasa shenis on the second daughter, which is his aunt, which that's his mother's sister, who's also a mamzeres, illegitimate child, because she was born from the union of that father who was intimate with his mother, which is also at the same time his paternal sister. They share the same father, this aunt of his. Shiachis avim imay, which is also his father's maternal sister, because they share that man who cohabited with his mother. That child of his is also his sister, because it's both from the same mother. So chayiv shalosh chatoyis is liable for three chatoyis. Mechin koyis, if anything similar to this, again has the same idea that if he does one action, he's liable many shemes. He's mechayiv in every single shame by itself. Do over that word. Chayiv Shalosh Chatoyis, then he's given liable for three separate sin offerings because of, as the Torah mentions it, that it, to tell you that you're liable for each one independently. V'chein koyis, was there anything that's similar to this, that if someone does one action that would be create a liability for many different titles, that one would be liable on each title independently, even though it was done with one action.